everybody, it is Cliff, and we are back with another episode of We're Swaxmas. Again, I'm here, which means that Heather is not here. She is still not feeling great, but I'm sure she's going to be better by Christmas. I got to think she's going to be better by Christmas. But the good news is you are going to get to hear the dulcet tones of Bright and Merry Brook again today. Dulcet.
I don't think anybody has ever described my voice as dulcet.
Okay, she'll probably just giggle a lot. But that's fine. That's fine. I'm actually going to, as a true gentleman, let the lady go first today. What are we going to talk about?
Christmas socks.
Like the ones I wore to keep my feet warm Christmas morning?
No. Okay. Although those ones are also fun. I guess you could technically use them.
Do you think anyone actually like uses real socks for their Christmas sock anymore?
Probably not anymore.
No.
I mean, maybe. There's always a handful of people out there that want to keep traditions alive and
fair
stuff.
Still sounds gross.
Did you call them Christmas socks or Christmas stockings?
Oh, geez. I guess what I'm going to say is the last time I got a Christmas sock that, what do we call them?
I always call them Christmas socks, but it's not like I'm like confused and don't know what they are if you call them a stocking, I suppose.
You know, I don't know. I don't remember. That was a very long time ago when I was a wee child.
So I didn't realize that there is a traditional day you're supposed to hang up your Christmas sock.
Is it Christmas Eve?
It can be. There are two different days, that one. And the other one is on St. Nicholas Day, which, oddly enough, does not have a specific date.
Oh, is it one of those weird traveling holidays?
It's December 5th or 6th, and I think it's probably that the 5th is the eve of, and so you'd put your sock up on the 5th, and you would open it on the 6th.
So so even though you're putting it up 20 days before Christmas, it's still like a Christmas, like there's still stuff in it?
Yes, and it's traditionally filled with chocolate coins and candy. They don't necessarily get presents.
That sounds awesome. So what you're saying is a smart person would say, we celebrate this twice.
Yes.
I put it in my sock on the 5th, get chocolate and candy. Mm-hmm. And
it would be a great day to, like, if you do a traditional ornament every year or something, to put it inside it as well.
I think we're going to get chocolate and candy. Anyway, so next year, that's how we're playing this. So what's St. Nicholas Day? Do you know?
It is a day, I believe it started in Germany, Scandinavia,
Europe.
And it is traditionally the day that they have big dinner and they put out their socks, or there are some places they use shoes.
Huh. Interesting.
It can also be done on the 19th if you use a different calendar than we use. I don't know. That seems complicated. It moves a lot.
The old calendar.
Yes, the old calendar. I didn't know I was using a new calendar, so yeah.
Christmas is, we need to, next year, I think, we need to really dig heavy into weird Christmas tradition. I mean, not weird. That's actually kind of a terrible thing to say, but like other
away
countries.
From the norm, yeah. Anyway, but they don't really know when they sort of evolved into the traditions that Americans celebrate, where you hang it by the fireplace.
Yeah.
Even when it was on St. Nicholas Day, it often was putting them by the front door. It wasn't initially by your fireplace.
Interesting.
But they do know that one of the first mentions of it is from a visit from St. Nicholas, or 'twas the night before Christmas, in 1823. And so they know that Americans were already embracing the idea of a Christmas sock tradition because it was in that poem.
Interesting.
What did you, when you were a kid, what did you get in your Christmas sock?
Most candy. I don't think we did much in the way of like gifts. That was something that really came when you started giving Christmas socks. Always an orange, though. Mm-hmm. Always an orange.
Yeah,
like
we
in the very
got an orange in the
very
toe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was always like a big orange usually too. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom insists that there be an orange in the toe. I personally like to switch that out for a chocolate one.
Absolutely.
But she always got nuts in the heel of the sock.
Oh, interesting.
She did not do that for us. I don't know why.
How rude.
Maybe she didn't enjoy it. I don't know. I should ask. but when we were kids, we almost always got lip balm in it.
Interesting.
And like crayons and coloring books.
Yeah, you know, I wish I had a better memory for those things, because I remember the orange. The orange thing sticks out, but past that, I mean, they were always full of stuff. Like, I mean, it was always fun. Like, there was always, but I don't, Like, Brooke has gotten me stuff in my sock before that she's actually wrapped. Like, mm-hmm. like small things, but...
I if Cliff had a better memory, he'd know I put the same thing in it every single year.
Well, I also get underwear.
He does. Usually festive underwear.
Festive underwear. Don't make that dirty. My mom listens to this podcast. I will say two things. One, the other day, Brooke and I were at the store, and... We ran across chocolate oranges, right? And I'm a, mm-hmm. like, I guess I should say, first of all, huge chocolate orange fan. Like, big chocolate orange fan.
Have you had this, the kind with the cream inside instead of just the chocolate being?
No, but that sounds delightful.
I
can't remember
if we have or not. I saw some on the internet.
I love those chocolate sticks, too, that have the jelly stuff inside of them.
That yeah. stuff is, like, candy that I envision as being, like, super cheap, but I love it so much. So good.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, we saw chocolate oranges the other day that had Pop Rocks in them.
Right.
And that sounds awful. Like, I can't even imagine how gross that would be.
I'm really hoping they'll be on clearance after Christmas because I want to try one, but I do not want to spend $7 on a chocolate orange with Pop Rocks.
How could they not be on clearance after Christmas? I mean, unless people get really, really, really desperate.
I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest. I was surprised at how easy it was to find chocolate oranges this year. I have literally seen them at every store that should carry them that we've been in. And like last year and the year before, I like got to the point of where I was almost desperate enough to try and order one off of Amazon, and they are very expensive on Amazon.
Almost desperate enough to get Pop Rocks.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe. I mean, I think I did finally find one somewhere last year, but yeah, I can't say that the Pop Rocks people won't end up with those just because they don't know what else to do.
Ew. That's what I'm going to say. Ew. So what I'm going to tell you about this this podcast is something that I guess what I'm going to say is I'm a vegetarian, and I have not had Kentucky Fried Chicken in, 20-something years, probably 2000, 2001, and even then I wasn't super into KFC. Like, as a kid, man, there was nothing better than, like, KFC for dinner, or maybe even something, like, super fancy. Like, I remember one time my family went on a picnic to this huge park kind of by our house, met all our family there, and we brought KFC to the picnic. It was great. Like, super good. But at some point in time, I decided that chicken that still had its skin on and was, like, dripping with fat maybe wasn't the way to go about eating it.
You're a vegetarian. I would think that would be true of all meat.
Well, but it was sometime between when I became a vegetarian and when I stopped eating KFC. Like, there was some time in between the last time I ate KFC and the last time I ate chicken.
I have very fond memories of Kentucky Fried Chicken. My family, it was like a fun thing to do every now and again. We'd get some Kentucky Fried Chicken and drive literally to the middle of nowhere often and eat on the tailgate of the truck and have KFC, and it was probably cold by then, but it was so much fun. Yeah. And we saw fun things and went hiking, and you know, it was a good time. But I don't, even the smell now is a little upsetting.
A little off-putting, yeah.
Yeah, and the skin part, and I'm not a vegetarian. The skin is very upsetting to me. I don't know.
You're probably wondering what this has to do with Christmas. And the answer is, there's a fire log you can buy at Walmart. This is a Walmart exclusive. Like, unfortunately, a lot of things we've mentioned this year, I don't shop at Walmart nearly enough to be shilling for them. As much as we have, but it is a KFC fire log. Apparently they're somewhere between $10 and $16. They're listed at $16, but a lot of people have been seeing them for $10 that will make, your holiday home. So, you know, if you're one of those people that invites all the family over to your house and you have a roaring fire and so on and so forth, you can throw a KFC fire log on there, and apparently it will burn for hours and give off a delightful crispy fried chicken scent. I'm having an exceptionally hard time imagining what that would taste like or smell. I mean, maybe taste is actually the right question, because I think at some point in time you're like, the air tastes like chicken.
When I was a teenager, I worked at Albertson's, a grocery store. And they sold fried chicken, which is
not
as good as KFC's, I'm sure. But I'd get there really early for early morning shifts, and the smell of the chicken, which is probably where a lot of fried chicken went wrong for me.
Yeah.
It has a very distinct smell, and it is not particularly good until it's cooked.
And I would say,
especially in that quantity.
I would say if you walk into a store and you're like, smells like chicken in here, you might go like, that smells nice. Yeah. If you have to work, like, I mean, it's like driving past a Burger King. You drive past a Burger King, you're like, flame grilled broiled. Yeah. Smells great. You work at a Burger King.
That's fair.
Ugh, like you can't get that smell out of your clothes. I don't know. Anyway,
I would say that if you want your home to smell like your favorite things, that there are a lot of options out there that may not involve chicken.
Hang on. Spade, stop.
Come here, Spade.
What are you working? What's he working at in the backyard?
Come here. That's a good boy. Come on. Bring me in. Give it to him. I see you looking at it. Bring it. So I not to say disparaging things about KFC and its smell.
No, I think you can say disparaging things about a KFC fire log. Absolutely.
But if you want your house to smell like your favorite things, I think there's a lot of better options out there. Yankee Candle comes to mind. last year for Christmas, we got our son Carter many scents of Disneyland because he was missing it, and we were obviously unable to travel there because of COVID. And while I don't know that they smell exactly like the parks, they were reminiscent of it enough that it was fun to kind of bring those into the house and have a day of smelling different Disney things while we melted the little wax things. But you know, maybe chicken's your thing.
I'll be honest, I think if you gave your guests like a survey, like, don't do that because that would be weird. But let's say you did, like, every time you had an exit survey after your party.
What do you want my house to smell like?
Well, no, I think if you gave people the option of, do you want my house to smell like a KFC fire log, or would you prefer if my house smelled like baking cookies because we baked cookies and there was cookies to eat? Nobody is going to choose the fire log. Nobody.
Or like some sort of clove and citrusy thing you put on your stove.
Anything would be better.
I don't know. I don't know that we'll have time to go to a Walmart. I don't even know where Walmart is. But I would kind of like to smell it through the package. I don't want to buy one. We don't have a fireplace, so it wouldn't do me any good. But
we have a fire pit.
True. I don't.
Oh man, we have never used it, and It doesn't seem particularly safe, to be honest. It's very rusty and structurally unsound. But okay, here's the deal, guys. We don't know where the closest Walmart is,
or even
if they'll have one. But we're gonna go out, and if I can find one, I'm buying a fire log and that weird Twinkie thing, and we'll report back. We'll be back tomorrow.